Penguin Random House Audio presents Break in Case of Emergency by Jessica Winter. Read for you by Exie Sands. We flatter ourselves by thinking this compulsion to please others an attractive trait, a gift for imaginative empathy, evidence of our willingness to give. Joan Didion, on Self-Respect. Everything behind those French doors is full and meaningful. The gestures, the glances, the conversation that can't be heard. How do you get to be so full and so full of only meaningful things? Zadie Smith, N.W. Spring. Our focus is focus itself. It's hard to reproduce those kinds of results if... Oh, sorry. Jen said, realizing a beat too late that the rest of the room had gone quiet. Leora Infinitus had already taken her place at the head of the table. For one silent, screaming moment, it looked as if she were attempting to rip her own face off. But, in fact, she was tugging at her eyelash extensions under the placid gaze of the members of her board, who were seated in a corner conference room at the headquarters of the Leora Infinitus Foundation, also known as LIFT. Jen scanned the other women around the jade and walnut table, festooned with crystal and bamboo vases filled with fresh-cut gerbera daisies and flamingo lilies, selected at Leora's request for their air-filtering qualities, and replaced every day, even on days when the conference room was not in use, which was most days. The other women sat in tranquil anticipation as Leora yanked with greater urgency at her right eyelid, using the pincher of her thumb and forefinger, as if trying to thread a needle with her own flesh. The rain against LIFT's floor-to-ceiling windows chattered like a gathering crowd, even as the white noise...